And it's time for Mile High Magazine. Every Sunday morning, we are here with good news and good information. I'm Murphy Houston, and joining us this morning is Kathy Sandoval, the Executive Director of the Rocky Mountain Children's Health Foundation. And Kathy, welcome to Mile High Magazine.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm really happy to be here.
Well, we're glad, and I always like to start off, because I've been in Denver a long time, and when I get to talk about and people with great organizations such as yourself, I don't know all about all of them. And I really don't know much about the Rocky Mountain Children's Health Foundation. So can you kind of catch us up what you're all about?
Would be happy to. Thank you so much for asking. Rocky Mountain Children's Health Foundation, it's a long name with a good mission. We exist with the central notion that we believe that no family who has a sick child or infant should have to go through that experience all alone. That's really the central thing behind what we do. We step in to help those families get through that crisis so that they can focus on what's really important, which is getting their child better.
Well, that's...
So, we do that. Yeah. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, that's a lot of work. So you started to say, and I'm sorry I interrupted you. So how do you do that? I mean, that's a big responsibility.
It is a big responsibility. And one of the really unique things about the work that we do is that we can customize kind of how we step up to help these families to suit their needs. So every family comes to us with a different kind of need. So you could really think about our help in three general categories. The first would be financial support. The second would be nutritional support. And the third is emotional support. So it depends really on what's going on with that particular family, which of those large buckets we would take from to step up and help them. So first would be financial. Let's say you have a child who is in the hospital for a long period of time. You live far away. You miss work. You've got to travel in and out. You start to get behind on your bills. We can step in that situation and help buy groceries, buy gas. We can even step up to help rent and mortgages in some cases, because we certainly don't want the family to be facing eviction when their child is finally discharged.
Absolutely.
So So we take care of those bills. So that's one less thing they have to worry about, again, so that they can focus where they need to be focusing. The emotional support comes in the recognition that canines, or our furry friends, our dog friends, have a special connection with children that people just can't replicate. There's something magical between dogs and kids. And so we have two different canine programs. One is a companion animal program that matches a kid who might be lonely, might be getting treatment, might need an extra level of emotional support. These dogs get trained and then they get matched with kids for life. So they may have this lifetime companion that is really an emotional support. And then the other one is a trained facility dog. Our trained facility dog, her name is Posey. And Posey is at Rocky Mountain Hospital for Children. And we pay for all of her expenses, all of her upkeep. And she really works. She works Monday through Friday with the kids, going with them for their treatments. She'll crawl into bed with them and cuddle with them.
Aww.
She'll get them out of bed when they're recovering from surgery and they don't want to comply. They'll get up and play with Posey. So she's a phenomenal resource at the hospital there. And then the third area of support I mentioned is nutritional support. Under our umbrella is the Mother's Milk Bank, and it operates similarly to, let's say, a blood bank. We have new mothers who may have excess supply of the milk for their own babies, and they donate it to us. We process it, and then we send it out to NICUs, our neonatal intensive care units, across Colorado, but also across the country. We're actually in 24 different states right now, serving those NICUs with those really teeny tiny, super fragile babies,
right,
whose chances of thriving are much better with human milk over formula. So we're giving them the best possible nutrition to help them grow and thrive in an environment where they need all the help that they can get.
Absolutely. In fact, I've had a chance to talk to the folks that run that milk bank. They're phenomenal. I don't know how they do what they do. All kinds of milk for
any
situation, and they ship it all over the country, the milk bank.
We do, absolutely. Yes, we do.
And it's great. So how long have you guys been around here, Kathy? You've not started like last week. You've been doing this for a while.
We've been in the game for a while, yeah. So the foundation itself, Rocky Mountain Children's Health Foundation, was founded in 2008. So we have about a 16-year history. My math got off there a second. About 16 years we've been formed as a nonprofit. The Milk Bank, however, has been an entity since for 40 years. This is the 40th anniversary of the Milk Bank. So it even has a longer history. The Milk Bank just sort of came under our umbrella because they have to be under a nonprofit, a 501c3 status.
So that's correct.
They're a part of our operations.
Well, what caused the start of it? I mean, that's 2008, pretty far ago. What happened or who got together and said, here's what we need to do?
Well, you know, there's a really interesting history there. So back in 2008, the hospital, Rocky Mountain Hospital for Children, it became a part of Health One, or HCA, which is not a not-for-profit hospital system. So HCA pays taxes and all that kind of thing.
Sure.
But because they are a for-profit entity of hospitals, a hospital system, they're not allowed to have a foundation. They're not allowed to have a charitable arm like most hospitals have a foundation.
Sure.
However, that doesn't mean that the patients, the pediatric patients and families that they serve, it doesn't mean that they don't have these extraneous needs that somebody needs to step up and fulfill.
Sure.
So actually, the leaders of the hospital back then recognized that there's still this unmet need. And so the foundation was born out of that idea, that we could be there to support those families with the caveat that we can't be dedicated to just one hospital. We actually serve patients at any pediatric hospital in Colorado.
That's fantastic. What a good job you guys are doing. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
We're talking, by the way, this is Kathy Sandoval, the executive director of the Rocky Mountain Children's Health Foundation. How do you connect with these families that need what you offer, those three steps we just talked about a little while ago? Is it through the hospital, or do they come to you direct, or how does it work?
Oh, no. So I'm really glad you asked that question. It is a very important nuance. We are in the very favorable position of having super great partners in the community, and those partners are generally social workers, or their child life specialists. They are medical professionals who work with these families actually within the hospitals or in sometimes outpatient clinics. And they're the ones who get to know these families, their situations, they know their financial background, and they can really zero in on what they really need to get through this crisis.
Sure.
And then through them, we get those referrals.
Easy enough. And you must have a website. I always like to get the website out there because people can find out a lot of information. And I'm sure, being a nonprofit, how they can help raise money or how they can volunteer. You must have all that on a website, don't you?
Our website is a fantastic resource. It has lots of information about all of our different programs. rmchildren.org. Fairly easy to remember, Rocky Mountain, so rmchildren.org. And from there, you can explore all the different things that we do to help families with sick kids and infants.
Yeah, and I've checked out that website, and it is wonderful. It's a job well done there. A lot of good information. If you need the help, you need to check that out. And financially, who supports you? Is it just donations from people or companies? How does it work?
Yeah, so actually the Milk Bank generates a little bit of revenue, or actually quite a bit of revenue, because we do high volume of the milk processing. So our milk processing fees is one area that helps support our work. So we get some revenue from that. And the rest of it comes from generous donors in our community.
Good.
These could be corporations, individuals, foundations. We have a big variety of, you know, we're really lucky that we have a great base of support.
Yes, you do. And you also have a big gala that's coming up here, the Kaleidoscope Gala. We need to talk about that.
Oh, my goodness.
Anything with the word kaleidoscope in it, it's got to be a good time.
It's got to be a good time.
Yeah.
It is truly an elegant night of philanthropy. So Kaleidoscope started, this will be the 12th annual Kaleidoscope Ball. It is held at the Ritz-Carlton in Denver. It is a night of elegance and philanthropy, its mission, but also we take excellent care of our guests. At this event, you get a four-course meal that's beautifully prepared by chefs and paired with wines. There's a casino party afterwards. You can stay the night and have a spa treatment the next morning. So it's pretty luxurious, high-end event, with a great cause.
Wow.
And the event is coming up just 2 weeks, almost just over 2 weeks on February 24th. That's a Saturday. It's a great time.
Well, and you better get reservations, I would think, because they're probably going to sell out, right? You better call, get involved now.
Yep. We are getting close. It's coming up close. We do have some room still available, but yes, we are getting close to capacity. And if anyone was interested in coming, you could go to our website, rmchildren.org, and click on events, and you'll find it there, Kaleidoscope Gala.
Do you have a little entertainment, auctions, all the good stuff?
All the good stuff. We'll have incredible auction packages for the evening. There's a chance to win diamonds from Mark's Diamonds, like just gorgeous diamonds.
Wow.
A lot of fun things happening.
Trips and everything. I mean, I'm getting excited just talking about it here. What's going on with that?
No. Yeah. It'll be fantastic.
Now, I know you honor people every year, too, don't you? How does that work?
We do. This year's honoree, people get nominated. So, you know, something like this takes vision, and it takes passion, and it takes a lot of hard work to get something like this.
Yes.
Created and off the ground and established. And so this year, our honoree is Dr. Reginald Washington and his wife, Faye Washington. The two of them are just incredible visionaries in the realm of pediatric healthcare. So Dr. Washington is a pediatric cardiologist. He served as the chief medical officer for Rocky Mountain Hospital for Children for many, many years. And in fact, he was among the founders of the hospital. So they decided when the hospital was formed that families in Colorado should have a choice on where they have their child's health care needs taken care of. So there's Children's Hospital in Aurora. This hospital is more in downtown Denver, Rocky Mountain Hospital for Children. So he's actually a founder of the hospital. And then in partnership with his wife, Faye, they stepped in to help be a visionary to create the Kaleidoscope Gala. So this gala is really a result of Faye's excellent taste and her class with commitment to supporting families who really need it. And so it's really an honoring of them working together to make this incredible mission and work happen.
Well, can I tell you, Kathy, you couldn't have picked two of the best people I've ever known in my entire life. I've known both Mr. and Mrs. Washington, Reggie and Faye, for many, many years. And when my daughter, one of my daughters, Carrie, was having a heart issue, well, guess who she saw? And he...
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah,
what small world.
He became close to us, and I would do anything for that guy. And Faye Washington, I've worked with. She's worked with the VOA and a lot of good organizations. Real soft-spoken, but really smart. What a great couple you pick. Congratulations on that.
Well, thank you very much.
And I may have to come down just to help honor those guys. I mean, they are just...
You should, absolutely.
I mean, that just kind of chokes me up a little bit with what Reggie did for my daughter. It was above what I could have ever expected. And she's doing fine because of his help now. And she's first grade teacher over here in Cherry Creek. And, you know, life is good. Thanks to guys like Mr. and Mrs. Washington. This is going to be a big event.
I love how... Those connections we hear about in the community are just so magical for me to hear. I'm really, it's like, what a small world. And they're the breadth of the impact of those two is just incredible.
Yeah, it is. And I get involved with a lot of nonprofits. I emcee a lot of broadcasts or gatherings like what you're doing. And they're always there. No matter what the event is, they are so involved to help people in this community. And I look up,
yes,
and there's Faye and
are.
Reggie. They're here talking to people. They're just the best for sure. Well, congratulations on that. Again, how do we get tickets? I would imagine tickets. You got to go to the website for that.
Yeah, go to the website and you can register there. Again, I think the easiest thing to do is just go to rmchildren.org. Across the top, you'll see a big button that says events. And from there, you can get yourself all registered and learn about it, buy tickets, get a sponsorship, whatever you'd like to do.
Well, congratulations on all you're doing. It's really interesting to learn about the Rocky Mountain Children's Health Foundation. That was Kathy Sandoval, who's the executive director over there and doing a great job. And Kathy, thanks so much for coming on Mile High Magazine today.
Thank you, Murphy. Have a wonderful day.
Yeah, you as well. And thank you, guys. More Mile High Magazine coming up.